It seems as if my pet has come back to me. Perhaps you forgot all about me as you were traversing the hive. Could that be it? Worry not, little human. I will not foist you off onto another, as my brother Venik did. Yes, well, let's take a look at you. You've been enjoying your time traveling, getting to meet the others. Which of the brothers have you met? Hadriana, yes. Well, he is accomplished in sports and, you know, fencing. But when it comes to actual military combat, he is less than adept, let us say. Valarius. Ah, yes, named after the Celestial. His love of books and knowledge, well, let's just say it's best he stays off active combat. And as for you, I think for the time being you should be restricted to my room. Not for any punishment, of course. I just simply mean there are some events coming up. Yes. Well, I don't want to tell stories out of school, but apparently Mother has decided to have a meeting with some of the High Elves. I personally don't see the point in lowering yourself to speaking to such creatures, but it seems like they've decided they want to form some sort of stronger alliance moving forward. It's all quite the to-do, discussing such things. I'm attempting to get more involved in politics. Of course, I could never be the ruler. Well, that is a queen's job, not a king's. Yes. We will serve as military leaders, mostly, or heads of staff. Yes, there is quite a race to the throne with my sisters. 14 of them, as it happens. You won't see them much, they are in constant training. Only one will get to be the queen, so let's just say they're all quite eager. Yes. Oh. You've heard. What exactly? Quintilius? Really? That strikes me as odd. Quintilius is never in the hive. He's always out on duties with his fellow soldiers. Do not mistake me. He is of royal blood. But his place is out there. It's where he longs for. Exploring for ruins and riches. I think he's on patrol right now with Tullius. Tullius. Yes, he is also not one for active combat, but he does go onto the battlefield. He is a strategist, you see. Yes. He helps plot out plans of attack. Our current mission tut tut tut, human. A pet shouldn't ask such intense questions. For all I know, you could be a spy. Oh, to imagine such a thing. Something like you having that position. Not to be rude, of course. Just doesn't seem like something you'd quite fit into easily. I'd watch your tone. I have given you a long leash, but there is still a leash. Do you understand my meaning? Good. Well, I'll be in active combat again in just a little bit. I believe I'll be going with my other brother, Odium. Apparently, Mother has requested that one of us stay with Odium each time we're on the field to make sure he stops taking such gruesome trophies. Venek was supposed to go, but he said no. Sylvia, send Sylvia. So now I'm going. In his place. He's apparently training his new dryad. It happens. If you're lucky, you'll never meet Odium. He is very cruel. Yes. No. That's Dominius. We don't talk about him. No, he's not dead. Despite what might be best. Well, it seems you have a grasp on most of the inner workings of my family. Yes. But there are other families to watch for. Other hives of the kingdoms. I heard that one of the queens from a kingdom just across the way. Well, she's decided to elope. Can you believe it? Of royal blood. She has decided that she would rather live. You're not going to believe this. With a traveling sun elf. Ugh. Needless to say, that kingdom will soon be under our tight grasp. The Vespa Empire expands ever grander, ever larger. Oh, why do you look so worried? There is nothing to fret or fear. We will expand out and conquer these wild worlds around us. Yes, I understand. Perhaps you think that you could just walk out of here. Is that it? Maybe leniency has allowed you to become self-confident in your abilities. Well, we have a banquet soon, and pets are invited. You'll get to see some of your other counterparts, my brothers and sisters obtained. Oh. You should see Athena's pet. Ridiculous. She traveled for so long just to find herself a, what are they called? Snow elf or frost elf, that's it. Yes. And I think she's noticeably, benefited from its sweet tooth, if you understand my meaning. If she doesn't get her act together, she will lose her footing in line for the throne. The servants claim they've seen her sneaking extra honey. Not my place, however. My place is at the right hand of the queen. Yes. Soon our expansion will begin. And it will be a grand one. Grand and glorious. Reaching out for the stars. Oh, worry not. It's going to be glorious. The Empire